Welcome to A Rugby Life. I'm your host, Heather Legran. For the first podcast of the new year, I thought it was rather appropriate to have my first guest be someone that can help some of us shed some of those extra pounds that we all gathered in the off-season. Coming to the rescue is fitness and rugby sevens guru, Paul Holmes. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Great. So, Paul, if we start off here, where are your rugby beginnings?
My rugby beginnings were when I first got to South Africa at about the age of 6 and 8 years old. I started playing rugby in South Africa and then obviously played junior in high school.
From there, where did it develop?
I happened to be pretty handy at it and got to play at representative levels throughout high school in the local Western Province Territory area. And then at the age of 18, you know, the 95 World Cup was on and South Africa happened to obviously manage to win that, and it was a big momentum shift with rugby going from amateur to professionalism. So like any young guy, I decided to head overseas and go to the UK and see if there was a chance to play some sport professionally. And I got that opportunity by heading over to Bath when I first got to the UK and managed to play in their junior setups and their academies. And then that rugby pretty much from there took me through the Middle East, most of Europe and northern parts of the UK.
So what were you doing in the Middle East?
I had actually got injured while playing rugby in England, and instead of not being involved with the game, some contacts of mine at the RRB managed to get me set up in the Middle East, being able to help with rugby sevens development and actually running some rugby clinics in Beirut, Cyprus, Jordan, Doha, all parts of the UAE.
How does this coincide with, for example, Dubai?
Naturally, obviously, the Dubai tournament, similar to most of the IRB events, brings all those international teams into one area. It's a great festive time, good for businesses, local businesses. And so naturally, what happened in Dubai, they ended up running the kind of Arab and golf tournament. At the time, it was the Shanjar Trophy, and I ended up being directly involved with a gentleman by the name of Daryl Weir in developing enough interest within the UAE and the Middle East to make sure that that tournament would have 16 teams representative. And I happened to be fortunate enough, because I was born in Beirut, to take a Lebanese team to the sevens on a regular occasion.
So, and how long were you based actually in the Middle East working?
Between playing rugby back in South Africa and in England, and then the time in the off seasons in the Middle East, it ran from 95 all the way to 2000.
So you spent all this time, seemed to be like split between Europe and between the Middle East. How Correct. Did you end up in Columbus, Ohio?
The short of it is I met an American girl while kind of going back to Lebanon, taking a break from rugby for a little bit. I met her and we ended up moving here a year later.
I mean, it must have been interesting coming from a scene of really a lot of rugby development and stuff on it. What was your sort of first impressions of rugby here?
You know, I remember coming out and I drove around looking for the local men's club, and it was kind of funny because my brother-in-law was driving me around and we couldn't actually find the club, and naturally I'm looking for a clubhouse and a whole structure, and you know, here the guy's pretty much a D1 club trained in a park. And, you know, the Park of Roses was where we trained, and I went out, had a look, and it was pretty eye-opening, to say the least.
You weren't quite expecting the deluxe setting of the side of the field for your changing room and everything?
Not at all. The porta-johns and no locker room and no clubhouse was quite an eye-opener, because in many of even the other developing countries, we still managed to have, you know, regular pitches where we weren't putting up posts on game day, or so to speak.
What was the club that you got involved with?
Moving here to Columbus, Ohio, I joined Scioto Valley Rugby Club. They were D1, very, very successful men's club here in the Midwest at 15s. And a good friend of mine, Elliot Pollard, who also played a high level of rugby back in South Africa, was playing for them. And he had said, you know, come on down. And yeah, it was a good time playing with them.
I mean, from there was a lot of things that developed out. Like I said, I mean, you're you're renowned from what I, how I discovered you was from your fitness. How did that come about with what you were doing with the rugby in Columbus with your fitness piece?
The fitness, obviously, for me is a natural fit when it comes to rugby. The big reason that the fitness kind of got plugged in is with the whole movement towards sevens and me starting 1823 and wanting a sevens program that ultimately would end up growing into an elite rugby program, fitness obviously has to go hand in hand. And the one thing I had noticed with a lot of my guys, they had done conventional, what I call US sports lifting. And it didn't make sense to me because it's just, it's not rugby. If, you know, studying the game of rugby, typically on average in a sevens game, there's about a minute, 35 seconds of activity before you get a break. And that activity can range from being, you know, anaerobic to aerobic to static hard pushing to high repetitions. So naturally, I designed workouts that would customize what my guys are doing directly for the game of rugby.
How, is that how you came about to creating the YouTube video channel that you have?
Yes, yes, 100%.
Now, you mentioned the other name, which is 1823, which, of course, is pretty significant within the rugby world. Tell us how the name came about.
The short of it is I own my own fitness company here, and I work with a lot of executives that work for large corporations here and very well-known brands like Abercrombie, Victoria's Secret, Express, The Limited. And when starting the club 3 years ago, I said, you know, I've got all these young guys that are highly talented. I want to start something new for them, something fresh, because, one, they love fitness, and they want to go somewhere with their rugby. And so I looked at, you know, naming the club different names and all that, and while sitting down and actually doing a brainstorming session with these clients of mine, they said, you know, Paul, the one thing that Americans are fascinated with, especially the demographic from high school to collegiate to young adult, are numbers. And I said, really? And they said, well, you know, have a look. So we looked through some of the catalogs, and sure enough, on all apparel that these guys are buying, whether sold in Abercrombie Express, there are numbers. So naturally, 1823 being the year that rugby began, I decided, you know what, let's do it. Hopefully it's going to not just interest the rugby community, but also interest guys that have at least had touch points with the game, but they're going to be interested in the apparel and, you know, anything else that resides with the club.
So you've got the formation of sort of the Columbus Rugby. Tell us a little bit about what the main drive behind it is. Like, what's the age range that you're focused at?
How the Columbus Rugby Club came about, and I'm just going to go back two steps here. It's still the same club that was the Scioto Valley Rugby Club that is strong in tradition and has done notoriously very well here in the Midwest and has a proud history. What had happened, though, in between the years of about 2004 to 2008, 2009, the club had severely depleted and was at risk of not existing. And in that time, I myself had worked with the Ohio Collegiates and had a huge and really talented player pool from D2 and D3 colleges. The main college and feeder program that I'd been involved with was Miami of Ohio. And I saw these young guys, and I said, you know what, they need a place to play. If we can't make Columbus strong with the rugby athletes that we have here locally in Ohio, there's no real point to have a club. So my main goal is, one, I live here, my family resides here, and I said, you know, these guys need a quality rugby club and a quality rugby experience to belong to. And so that was how 1823 started, and then we merged with Scioto Valley, and now it's known as the Columbus Rugby Club, and 1823 is still known as the Sevens brand.
Has it been a focus a lot on local, like you're particularly looking at players from Columbus or players in Ohio?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm only interested in guys that actually are residents in Ohio. I take it very personally if I lose a quality player out of Ohio, because we're obviously, in my books, not doing my job. I'm not doing my job well enough and not giving them a good enough reason to want to play locally. So the goal is, you know, we have so many good colleges locally. We have so many good high schools. We have the Worms program, which is a phenomenal high school program in terms of quality rugby coaching, large numbers. And so there should be no reason for us to look anywhere else but local. And so that's really the goal, is that, you know, America can play rugby and America can really develop quality rugby players. There's no doubt about it. They're here. So that's the goal. If I were to bring anyone in, it would purely be for a coaching and maybe to give one or two guys the experience of playing with someone who's played at a bit of a higher level.
Looking at other things, I know that you do a lot of partnerships and stuff, and one of the organizations you partner with is Tiger Rugby. Tell me a little bit more about that.
How that all came about is, obviously with 1823 and my vision and passion for the game, and being a South African and having a relationship with Paki, naturally at different rugby events we were talking, and we ended up, you know, talking across social media and that, and I got introduced to James Walker, and I heard about his passion for rugby and also his drive for what Tiger Rugby stands for. It just ended up being a natural fit, and it actually was an honor to be invited by him to, one, come on board as a, you know, a senior partner, but also to be able to go to Kenya and experience what Tiger Rugby is about. And ultimately, for me, the main goal behind it is it's everything that I've thought of with 1823, but a step even higher. It's not just now developing the local talent, but it's taking the local American guys and showing them what the world of rugby has to offer. And that's just an awesome experience. And obviously, we can be good ambassadors, not just for our sport, but also for the US.
There's been a couple of players from 1823 that actually have played for the Tigers.
Yes, we've got Nick Brandenstein went on the last trip to Kenya. And, I mean, that's just huge for a young guy at the age of 21. And another kid, Jamie Krauser, also got to go, and he's also only at the age of 20. So what a huge experience to be able to go all the way to Kenya and play on an international stage that, you know, that tournament was viewed on Mnet Supersport right across all the way in South Africa and across Africa. What a wonderful opportunity they had.
What's in the future for you and 1823?
For me locally, I mean, my main goal, and I've done this with my business as well, is for me to be able to, one, my business affords me the opportunity to offer young rugby players who are interested in the fitness industry a place to work. So that's been key, and that's been one of the things, to be able to give guys a stable job and obviously end up providing accommodation and get guys to be able to have a good start off. Secondly, it's for me to be able to step 100% into developing the 1823 brand locally and developing it into an elite program that is respected. You know, right now we're only 2 years old, so, you know, when people talk about our brand, I do shun a little because we are very young. This is only going to be our third year, so hopefully great things will come. But ultimately the goal is, the reason I got involved with James Walker and Tiger Rugby is, that is the ultimate goal, is for that to be 100% our business going forward.
If people want to learn more about 1823 or learn more about your fitness stuff that you do as well, where should they go?
We've got the website, which is 1823rfc.com, that will cover, you know, our seven schedule, everything we're doing, the games on the upcoming weekends, the previous weekend's results. We also have on there links to the fitness stuff, which is 1823sevens trainer on YouTube, and we upload videos regularly onto that, and we also send guys workouts. We've had many guys request workouts from us, and then we'll obviously tailor whatever that individual needs and send it out in an email format. We also have the Facebook page of the Columbus Rugby Club. And so all of those are great links, and I recommend anyone to definitely join us on Facebook and definitely join Tiger Rugby as well, because they'll get every single update from fitness to what Tigers are doing, what 1823 is doing.
That's great. Paul, it's been an absolute pleasure. I wish you the best of luck, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
So, folks, as I said, Paul mentioned all the links and stuff, but I'll put them up on the blog, and so there'll be plenty of details. I'll also put a little bit of sample up of the video so you can check out Paul in action with his fitness stuff. And until next time, take care. Cheers.